Iván Duque, a conservative who opposes parts of the peace agreement between Colombia's government and the FARC guerrilla group, won the country's presidential election. He took 54% of the vote in a runoff, defeating Gustavo Petro, a far-left former mayor of Bogotá.
Masaya, a town near Managua, Nicaragua's capital, declared that it no longer recognizes the presidency of Daniel Ortega and will govern itself. At least three people were killed in an operation to regain control of the town. More than 170 people have died in protests since April. Mediators from the Catholic Church suspended negotiations between the government and the opposition because the government refused to allow foreign human rights observers into the country.
Canada's parliament voted to legalize the recreational use of cannabis. The law regulates its cultivation, sets limits on possession, and prohibits marketing that would encourage consumption. When it takes effect in October, Canada will be the second country in the world after Uruguay to make it legal to puff marijuana for pleasure.